الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نستمر في قراءتنا لرسالة أسئلة وأجوبة للصغار ولا يستغني عنها الكبار.
Shall begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he went on to say to proceed. After that, he stated that we're going to continue reading in the book questions and answers for the youth that the elders are also in need of.
في هذه الزيارة لكم في الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية في مدينة شيكاغو.
In this visit as I was visiting the United States of America in the city of Chicago.
التي أسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلها زيارة مباركة وأن يجعلها خالصة للوجه الكريم.
That we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it blessed and to make it sincerely seeking His noble face.
وأنا أخوكم محدثكم من الكويت سالم بن سعد الطويل.
And when speaking to you is your brother from Kuwait, Salem bin Saad al-Tawil.
ونحن اليوم السبت السابع عشر من جمادة الآخر لعام 29/400 الموافق الواحد والعشرين من الشهر السادس لعام 2008.
And today's date is Saturday. It is the 17th of Jumada al-Akhirah in the year 1429, coinciding with the 21st of June 2008.
قد وقفنا على السؤال الثالث والستين، ما أكثر ما يدخل الجنة؟
And we reached question number 63. What is it that will cause the people to enter into Jannah, the paradise, the most?
الجواب تقوى الله وحسن الخلق.
And the answer is تقوى of Allah, fear of Allah, piety and حسن الخلق, good character.
وهذا السؤال قد وجه للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما أكثر ما يدخل الجنة؟ فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تقوى الله وحسن الخلق.
And this question was posed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is it that will cause one to enter into the paradise the most? And he answered with taqwa of Allah, husn al-khuluq, fear of Allah and good character.
وتقوى الله أن تجعل بينك وبين سخط الله وعذاب الله وقاية.
And the taqwa of Allah is to place a barrier between you and the punishment of Allah.
وهذه الوقاية تكون بفعل المأمور واجتناب المحظور.
And this barrier is composed of complying to the commandments of Allah and abstaining from His prohibitions.
والتقوى هي وصية الله عز وجل للأولين والآخرين.
And taqwa, it is the advice of Allah to the first and last of the people.
الله عز وجل الذي وصى بها.
Allah عز وجل, He is the one who is advised with this.
فقال جل وعلا so وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنْ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has mentioned that we have advised those who have given the book before you and you all that you have taqwa of Allah.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب في أصحابه بخطبة الحاجة وفيه الآيات التي جاء الأمر بها بالتقوى.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, He would give the khutbah al-hajah, the sermon of need. And in this sermon of need, khutbah al-hajah, there will be orders with having the taqwa of Allah جل وعلا.
والله يقول تبارك وتعالى, يقول الله عز وجل, اتقوا الله حق تقاته.
Allah
حقق التقوى كاملة.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has stated that to have taqwa of Allah, giving Him His due right of taqwa, meaning giving Him His complete due right of taqwa.
وقال بعض أهل العلم هذه آية منسوخة. إذ لا يمكن إنسان أن يتق الله حق تقاته.
And some of the people of Nadas have stated that this verse is abrogated, since it's not possible to give Allah His due right of taqwa.
منسوخة بقول الله جل وعلا فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم.
They say that it's abrogated by the statement of Allah Taala, fear Allah according to the best of your ability.
والأحسن من أن أقول أنها منسوخة أنها مخصوصة بهذه الآية.
And better than saying that it is abrogated, you should say you can say that it is specified by this verse.
لأن النسخ معناه رفع الحكم الأول المتقدم بحكم آخر متأخر عليه.
Because an abrogation means that the first ruling was removed completely and another ruling took its place.
ونقول الآية ما زالت محكمة. اتقوا الله حق تقاته.
And we say that this verse has been abrogated, but it is still something that we rule with to fear Allah according to fear Allah, giving Him the due right of taqwa.
لكنها مقيدة بالآية الأخرى فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم.
But it is restricted by the verse, fear Allah according to the best of your ability.
فيصير المعنى اتقوا الله حق تقاته ما استطعتم.
So the meaning becomes fear Allah, giving Him His due right according to the best of your ability.
فإذا عجز الإنسان أو قصر بتقوى الله عز وجل.
So if a person doesn't have the ability or he falls short of the mark concerning the taqwa of Allah عز وجل.
فقصر في المأمور أو وقع في المحظور.
So he falls short of the mark concerning the commandments or he falls into some of the prohibitions.
فعليه أن يكثر من الحسنات الماحية للسيئات.
And then it's upon him to do as many good deeds as possible, striving to abstain from the prohibitions.
لقول الله جل وعلا إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات.
Due to a statement to Allah that the good deeds they erase or do away with the bad deeds.
وبهذا أمر عليه الصلاة والسلام كما في حديث أبي ذر عند الترمذي في جامعه.
And this is what the Prophet ﷺ is ordered with in a hadith of Abi Dharr in the as is compiled with Timothy in his Jami'.
لما قال اتق الله حيثما كنت.
When he stated, have fear of Allah wherever you may be.
أي في أي زمان وفي أي مكان كل لله تقيا.
Meaning in any place, in any time that you are, you should have the taqwa of Allah. Be pious.
فإن حصل تقصير في التقوى قال في الوصية الثانية.
So if you fall short of the mark in the taqwa, he stated in the second advice.
فأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها.
Follow up a bad deed with a good deed and it will wipe it out.
وهذا بحمد الله عز وجل في شريعة الله.
And this, and all praise belongs to Allah, is within the Sharia of Allah عز وجل.
بخلاف ما في الشرائع الأخرى الوضعية المحرفة.
In contrast to the previous legislations that have been altered.
فعندهم أن الذنب لا يمحى.
With them, a sin it cannot be erased.
حتى زعم النصارى.
To the point that the Christians claim
أن آدم عليه السلام لما أكل من الشجرة
that Adam عليه السلام when he ate from the tree
بقيت هذه السيئة
that this sin remained
وأنها لا تمحى
and it wasn't erased
إلا أن يرسل الله عز وجل ابنه عيسى
and it wasn't erased until Allah عز وجل sent his son عيسى
فيقتله اليهود ويصلبوه
so the Jews killed him and crucified him
ليكون كفارة لذنب آدم عليه السلام الذي أكل من الشجرة.
So this could be an expiation for the sin of Adam عليه السلام when he ate from the tree.
ولا شك أن هذا باطل وافتراء على الله عز وجل.
And there's no doubt that this is falsehood and this is a fabrication on Allah عز وجل.
فالله ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا.
So Allah عز وجل he never took a spouse nor a son.
وآدم تاب فتاب الله عليه.
And Adam repented and Allah accepted his repentance.
قال جل وعلا فتلقى آدم ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
And Allah عز وجل he has mentioned that Adam he learned some words from his Lord and he repented to his Lord and his Lord forgave him and Allah is all forgiving most merciful.
والكلمات التي تلقاها آدم عليه السلام من ربه
and the words that were taught to Adam by his Lord
توسل بها آدم وزوجه حواء
that were utilized seeking nearness by Adam and his wife Hawa, Eve.
رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Oh Allah, we have oppressed our own selves and if you do not forgive us then we will be amongst the losers.
والله عز وجل قد تاب على آدم عليه السلام.
So Allah عز وجل he forgave, accepted the repentance of Adam عليه السلام.
ومن تاب تاب الله عليه.
And whoever repents, Allah will accept his repentance.
بل التاب يفرح الله بتوبته.
And the one who repents, Allah is gleeful, joyous with this repentance.
ويبدل سيئات حسنات.
And he will change his bad deeds into good deeds.
ويحبه إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين.
And he will love them. Allah loves those who repent, and he loves those who purify themselves.
والمقصود أن التقوى من أجل الأعمال التي أمر الله
And the intent here is that the taqwa of Allah is from the most noble of actions that have been ordered with.
وهي أكثر ما يدخل الجنة.
And it is from those things that will cause people to enter into the Jannah the most.
وأثقل شيء في ميزان العبد.
And it's from the heaviest things on the scales of the servant.
وإذا قصر في التقوى فعليه بالتوبة.
And if a person falls short of the mark in taqwa, then it's upon him to repent.
والتوبة واجب على كل مسلم.
And tawbah is obligatory upon every Muslim.
الله يقول في كتابه.
Allah stated in His book.
وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون.
All of you repent to Allah in entirety, O mu'minun, O believers.
جميعا نحتاج أن نتوب إلى الله عز وجل.
All of us are in need of repenting to Allah عز وجل.
هذا أمر صريح بالعموم. قال وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا. أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
This is a clear, universal, general order. All of you in entirety repent to Allah, O believers.
ويقول الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم يقل يا أيها الذين أذنبوا يا الذين أجرموا قال يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة.
And Allah Ta'ala he stated, O you who believe. And he didn't say, O you who committed sins, O you who committed crimes. He said, O you who believe. Make a sincere repentance to Allah.
التوبه النصوح ما كانت خالصه لله عز وجل.
And the توبه النصوح it is repentance that is sincere for the sake of Allah عز وجل.
ويقلع التائب عن الذنب.
ويقنع
يقلع يترك الذنب.
And the
اقلع الطيارة اقلع.
And the servant
يطلع على
الاقلاع اقلع بالقاف.
نعم.
So the servant he leaves off the sin.
ويندم على وقوعه بالذنب.
And he regrets, he has remorse for the sin that he's committed.
ويعزم أنه لن يرجع إليه.
And he has resolved inside of himself that he's not going to return back to the sin.
فإذا كان ذنبه يتعلق بحقوق الآخرين رد الحقوق إلى أهلها.
And the sin that he has committed, if it has some connection to someone else amongst mankind, he has returned his right back to him.
إن استطاع.
If he has the ability to.
وإن لم يستطع.
And if he doesn't have the ability to.
فيدعو للذين اعتدى عليهم.
Then he makes dua, he supplicates for the one who he aggressed against.
والله يرضي خصمه يوم القيامة.
And Allah will give it back to him on the day of resurrection.
والتقوى الله تبارك وتعالى سبب لدخول الجنة.
So the taqwa of Allah جل وعلا is a reason for being entered into the paradise.
أما دخول الجنة,
as for the entrance into the paradise,
فيكون برحمة من الله وفضل منه.
Then it actually occurs by the mercy of Allah and a favor from Him.
وفي الحديث في صحيح مسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
and in the hadith in Sahih Muslim the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated,
لن يدخل الجنة أحد بعمله.
No one went into the paradise because of his actions.
قالوا حتى أنت يا رسول الله.
They said, even you, O Messenger of Allah.
قال حتى أنا.
He said, even me.
إلا أن يتغمد الله برحمته وفضل منه.
Except that Allah bestows His mercy upon you and His favor.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعظم البشر أجرا وثوابا.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he from amongst mankind, he has the most expansive of all rewards.
مع ما عنده من الفضائل والأعمال الصالحة.
And even with all the virtue that he has and righteous actions.
أجر الأمة كلها يأخذ مثل أجرهم. الأمة كلها يأخذ من صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجرهم. الأمة يأخذ من صلى الله عليه وسلم لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, الدال على الخير له مثل أجر فاعله.
And the words of the Tao, Umm the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will take all of it, because
wait, Ismail.
Now,
listen.
استمع.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated,
الدال على الخير له مثل أجر فاعله.
The one who performs the one who directs to good, he will have the same reward as the one who does it.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دل الأمة كلها على الخير.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he directed all the ummah to good.
فإذا وحد أحد الله, ما وحد الله موحد.
So if a person enacts or actualizes the tawheed of Allah,
إلا وللنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره.
Except that he doesn't do this, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will have his reward as well.
ولا صلى مصلا إلا وللنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره.
And no one prays except that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also has a reward for him praying.
ولا زكى مزكى إلا وللنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره.
And no one gives except that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also has a reward for giving of the zakat.
ولا صام صائم إلا وللنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره.
And no one fasts except that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also has a reward for his fasting.
ولا حج حاج إلا وللنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره.
And there's no one who makes a hajj except the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also has a reward for his hajj.
وما عمل أحد خيرا قط إلا وللنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره.
And no one has performed any good deed at all except the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم also has the reward for that.
فكم للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الأجر؟
So how much reward does the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم have?
مثل أجور من تبعه.
He says he has the rewards of all the people that followed him.
ففي كل لحظة في كل ثانية في كل دقيقة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد أجره.
So like in every minute, every hour, every second, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is increasing in his reward.
من ذكر الله للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره.
So whoever remembers Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will have his reward.
من استغفر الله للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل أجره.
So whoever seeks Allah's forgiveness, Allah has that reward as well.
من قرأ القرآن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له مثل أجره.
So whoever reads the Quran, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has that reward as well.
فأجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يحصيه إلا الله عز وجل.
So the reward of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, no one knows its exact number except for Allah عز وجل.
ومع هذا الأجر العظيم,
and with this immense reward,
والأعمال الصالحة,
and these righteous actions,
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أنا لا أدخل الجنة إلا برحمة من الله وفضل منه.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, even myself, I can't even enter into the paradise except by mercy of Allah and His bounty, His virtue.
إذن دخول الجنة يكون برحمة من الله عز وجل وفضل من يتفضل به على عباده.
So the entrance into Jannah does not occur except by Allah's mercy and Allah bestowing His favor upon His servants.
فلا يدخل الجنة أحد إلا برحمة الله.
So no one can enter into the paradise except by the mercy of Allah.
ولا يدخل أحد الجنة بعمله.
And no one enters into the Jannah because of his actions.
إذن لماذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لماذا يأمرنا الله عز بالعمل بما أننا لن ندخل الجنة بأعمالنا؟
So then why will Allah سبحانه وتعالى order us to perform actions while we will not be entered into the Jannah by our actions?
الأعمال سبب لدخول الجنة.
Our actions are a reason for us to be entered into the Jannah.
وليست ثمن لدخول الجنة.
And it is not the exact value of being entered into the Jannah.
فأعمالنا لا تعادل الجنة ثمن لها.
So the actions that we perform are not the exact value of us entering to the paradise.
وإنما هي سبب لدخول الجنة.
But rather it is a reason for us to be entered into the paradise.
وهذا السبب توفيق من الله عز وجل من رحمة الله أن يوفق العبد لأن يعمل سببا يدخل به الجنة.
And these actions here, they are agrees on the success from Allah Ta'ala, that we grant a success in his actions so that we can be, so that we enter into the paradise.
ثم من فوائد الأعمال,
and then from the benefits of these actions,
تفاوت الدرجات في الجنة,
that the people's level will differ in Jannah.
فمن حسن عمله,
so whoever performs actions well,
نال درجة أعلى من غيره في الجنة,
he will have a higher level than other than him in the paradise.
تقوى الله قال وحسن الخلق,
تقوى الله, and he also stated حسن الخلق, good character.
تقوى الله حق الله عز وجل,
and the taqwa of Allah is the right of Allah عز وجل,
وحسن الخلق حق العبيد عليك وحق العباد عليك أن تحسن خلقك معهم,
and حسن الخلق, good character, this is the right that people have over you, that we have when we interact with one another.
وحسن الخلق شأنه عظيم عند الله وعند رسوله وعند المؤمنين,
and the حسن الخلق is its affair has a magnificent standing with Allah, with the servants, with the believers.
وأحسن ما يقال في حسن الخلق,
and the best of what is stated concerning حسن الخلق, good character,
أن تعامل الناس بمثل ما تحب أن يعاملك به,
to interact with the people in the way that you would like to be interacted with,
وأن تحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك,
and to love for the people that which you love for yourself,
وأن تكره للناس ما تكره لنفسك,
and to dislike for the people that which you dislike for yourself,
وأن لا ترضى للناس ما لا ترضاه لنفسك,
and to not be pleased with for the people which you are not pleased with for yourself.
وفي الصحيحين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
and in the صحيحين the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated,
من حديث أنس رضي الله عنه,
فالحديث من أنس رضي الله عنه,
لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه.
None of you will truly believe until you love for your brother that you love for yourself.
فالمسلم يجب عليه وجوبا أن يسعى في تحسين أخلاقه.
So the Muslim, it is obligatory and coming upon him that he strives to perfect his character.
فهذا قد أمر الله به ورسوله.
So this is what Allah and His Messenger has ordered with.
ورغب الله عز وجل به ورسوله.
Allah, and this has been something that has been encouraged by Allah and His Messenger.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stated,
أنا زعيم بيت بأعلى الجنة, في أعلى الجنة. أنا ضامن بيت في أعلى الجنة.
I'm guaranteed a house in the highest part of Jannah.
لمن حسن خلقه.
Well, there's a house that's guaranteed for one that's the highest level in Jannah, and this is for the one who perfects his character.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام,
and he عليه الصلاة والسلام stated,
أقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة,
the one of you that will be sitting closest to me on the day of resurrection,
أحاسنكم أخلاقا,
is the one of you who is best in his character.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام,
and he عليه الصلاة والسلام stated,
إن العبد ليدرك بحسن خلقه,
that the servant will reach due to his good character,
درجة القائم الصائم بحسن الخلق,
the level of the one who fasts constantly and prays at night constantly due to his good character.
وذلك لما امتدح الله نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم,
وبذلك
مدح الله نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم,
and by this Allah's messenger have praised,
مدحه بماذا,
they praised of what,
بالخلق العظيم,
they praised with this good character.
فقال جل وعلا, وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم,
and Allah عز وجل stated, surely you are upon a great magnificent character.
قال بعض أهل العلم,
some of the people of knowledge stated,
ما مدح الله عز وجل نبيه,
what has Allah عز وجل praised his prophet with,
بأفضل من قوله تعالى, وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم,
he has praised with anything better than this verse where he stated, certainly you are upon a good and fine character.
إذن السؤال, ما أكثر ما يدخل الجنة, تقوى الله وحسن الخلق.
So the question here is, what will cause people to enter into the paradise the most? It is the taqwa of Allah and حسن الخلق.
ولا ننسى أن حسن الخلق, ولا ننسى,
and we don't forget that good character,
أن حسن الخلق,
that good character,
فيه دعوة للناس إلى الإسلام,
that in it is inviting the people to Islam.
بينما سوء الخلق,
as for the one who has poor character,
فيه تنفير عن الإسلام,
this causes people to flee from Islam.
فالذي أوصي به نفسي وإياكم,
so that which I advise myself and you are with,
أن نتق الله عز وجل,
to have taqwa of Allah عز وجل,
ونحسن من أخلاقنا,
and to perfect our characters.
فليس لحسن الخلق حدا,
so good character doesn't have a set limit.
فما منا إلا وعنده نقص.
So there's no one from us that said that he has deficiencies.
فلن يدعي أحد أنه قد بلغ في حسن الخلق مبلغا.
So no one should claim that he's reached this the final level in good character.
لا بد أن نسعى إلى الأكمل من الأخلاق الحسنة.
We have to strive and rush towards that which is better in good character.
من التواضع.
So from humility.
من الحلم.
From حلم. Having a mild temperament,
من العفو,
pardoning,
من الشجاعة,
courage,
من الكرم,
nobility,
وهكذا من مثلا لين الجانب,
and likewise lean on janib, being easy, being easy and nice, be having a relaxed disposition.
من أداء الحقوق من خفض الصوت.
Giving the people of their rights and speaking with a lower type of a voice.
من الإعراض عن الجاهل.
From turning away from the ignorant.
من ترك التكبر.
Abandoning arrogance.
فالأخلاق باب واسع.
So أخلاق, the good character, this is a wide affair.
من أراد أن يقف على جانب منها.
Whoever wants to achieve some of this.
فليقرأ حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في كتاب النووي رياض الصالحين.
And learn about this, he should read. Who learn about this, he should read in the book of Imam An-Nawawi in Riyad al-Salihin.
فهو كتاب عظيم.
Since it is a tremendous book.
قد ذكر فيه المؤلف أحاديث كثيرة.
That the author, he has mentioned many ahadith.
في أبواب كثيرة من الأخلاق الحسنة.
In many different chapters concerning good character.
السؤال الذي يليه الرابع والستين.
And the question that follows here is the 64th question.
ما دار العذاب والمهانة؟
What is the land or the realm of punishment and disgrace?
الجواب النار.
The answer is the fire.
خلقها الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل created it.
وأعدها للكافرين.
And He prepared it for the disbelievers.
قد أمر الله عز وجل أن نتقيها.
أمر
الله أن نتقي النار.
Allah ordered to be fearful of the fire of hell.
فقال جل وعلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated, O you who believe,
قو أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا.
Save yourselves and your family from a fire.
وقودها الناس والحجارة.
Whose fuel is men and stones.
عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد.
And they have angels over it that are stern, coarse.
لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون.
They don't disobey Allah and what He commands. They don't disobey Allah and they do whatever they are commanded.
When النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول,
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stated,
اتقوا النار,
fear the fire of hell,
ولو بشق تمرة, يعني ولو تتصدق بنصف تمرة. اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة.
Even if it is with half of a date, even if you give charity with half of a date to fear the fire of hell, then do so.
وفي صحيح البخاري يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
and in صحيح البخاري, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated,
ما منكم من أحد,
there is no one from amongst you,
إلا وسيكلمه ربه,
except that he will speak to his Lord.
ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان.
There will be no interpreter between the two of them.
الترجمان هو الذي ينقل الكلام من إله.
And the interpreter is the one that will transmit the speech to his Lord.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما منكم من أحد إلا وسيكلمه ربه.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated there is no one amongst you except that his Lord will speak to him.
ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان.
There will be no interpreter between the two of them.
فينظر أيمن منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم.
So he will look to his right, he will not see except that which he put forth.
وينظر أشأم منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم.
And he would look to his left and he only see that which he put forth.
وينظر تلقاء وجهه فلا يرى إلا النار.
And he will look in front of his face and he won't see anything except the fire of hell.
فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة.
So fear the fire of hell even if it is only with a half of a date.
وفي الصحيح قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
and in the Sahih the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated,
اشتكت النار إلى ربها.
The fire
اشتكت النار إلى ربها.
The fire it complained to his Lord.
قالت يا ربي إن بعضي أكل بعضا من شدة الحر.
He said, it complained to his Lord, saying that it is eating some of itself due to his heat.
استمع إلى الحديث. النار تشتكي إلى ربها من شدة حرها. قالت يا ربي إن بعضي أكل بعضا.
And listen to this hadith. He says that the fire was complaining to his Lord because of eating itself due to the extreme heat inside of it.
فأشفق الله عليها.
So Allah had compassion for it.
فأخذ منها نفسين.
So he allowed it to take two breaths.
نفس أشد ما تجده من الحر في الصيف.
And one breath is the hottest day of the year in the summer.
ونفس أشد ما تجده من الزمهرير البرد الشديد في الشتاء.
And another breath that it takes in is the coldest day of the year in the winter.
هذه النار,
this fire of hell,
كبيرة جدا,
is very large.
في الحديث الصحيح,
in the authentic hadith,
سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم, سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم, النبي سمع صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم heard that day.
وجبة أي صوت.
A loud thump, a noise.
فسمع الصحابة ذلك.
So the companions, they heard that.
قال تدرون ما هذا؟
They said, do you know what this is?
قال الله ورسوله أعلم.
They said, Allah and the Messenger knows best.
قال هذا صوت حجر.
He says, this sound is the sound of a rock.
ألقي من فوه جهنم من فتحته من فوق. ألقي من فوه جهنم.
It was falling down a fire of hell.
منذ 70 خريفا.
For 70 autumn, 7 years.
ما بلغ قعرها إلا الآن.
And it didn't touch the bottom until just right now.
فكم عمق هذه النار والعياذ بالله.
So how deep is the fire of hell? We seek refuge from Allah.
الحجر يمشي فيها 70 خريفا حتى وصل قعرها حتى وصل قاع الجهنم.
A stone it fell for 70 autumns until it finally hit the bottom.
كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها.
Every time a person wants to try to escape out of it, he will be entered back into it.
يؤتى بها يوم القيامة.
It will be brought on the day of resurrection.
كما قال الله عز وجل يومئذ بجهنم.
As Allah عز وجل stated that the Jahannam will be brought that day.
يؤتى بها لها 70,000.
It has 70,000.
أي ما تمسك به الدابة 70,000 خطام يمسك الجهنم.
It has 70,000 the strings or chains or the likes that will be pulled with.
وبكل خطام يمسك 70,000 ملك.
And every one of these chains will have 70 كم ملك؟
لها 70,000 خطام وبكل خطام يمسك 70,000 ملك.
نعم every chain has 70,000 angels pulling it.
وجاء يومئذ بجهنم.
And that day will be brought to the Jahannam.
يؤتى بها بسبعين ألف خطام بكل خطام يمسك 70,000 ملك.
And that it has 70,000 chains. And in each one of these 70,000 chains has 70,000 angels pulling each one of it individually.
وعند الترمذي في جامعه.
And with Tirmidhi in his جامع.
وصححه الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله.
And it has been authenticated by Al-Albani رحمه الله.
أن مقعد الكافر واحد في جهنم.
That one area of a kafir in the fire of hell.
كما بين مكة والمدينة.
Is like the distance between Mecca and Medina.
الكافر الواحد مقعده في جهنم.
The one kafir, the space that he will take up in the fire of hell.
كما بين مكة والمدينة.
Is like the distance between Mecca and Medina.
في بين مكة والمدينة أكثر من 400 كيلو.
And between Mecca and Medina is more than 400 kilometers.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بين مقعد الكافر في جهنم ما بين كما بين مكة والمدينة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that the space that a kafir will take by the fire of hell is like the distance between Mecca and Medina.
وفي حديث ما بين عاتقيه كمسيرة شهر.
And in another narration it mentions that the distance between his two shoulders will be like traveling on a boat for a month.
وضرس الكافر في جهنم كجبل أحد.
And well. And the tooth of the kafir on the day of resurrection, so you can come
out,
will be like the Mount Uhud.
وهؤلاء الكفار
in these kufar,
كما قال الله عز عنهم,
as Allah عز وجل stated concerning them,
كلما نضجت جلودهم,
كلما
نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب.
جلودهم. نعم. Every time that their skin burns away, they will be granted new skin so that they can be burned again to taste the torment.
كل ذلك.
All of that.
لتجديد العذاب عليهم والعياذ بالله.
Just to renew the punishment on them again, and we seek Allah's refuge from there.
لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا.
It will never kill them so that they die. Will never end.
ولا يخفف عليهم من عذابها.
Nor will the punishment be lightened.
الكافر في جهنم.
The kafir in the fire of hell.
يأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت.
That death will come to him from every angle and he won't die.
كلما دخلت أمة لعنت أختها.
كلما
دخلت أم النار لعنت أختها لعنت أمة أخرى يلعن بعضهم بعضا.
Every time people come into the fire of hell, they will be cursing one another in fire of hell.
هذا العذاب العظيم.
This immense torment.
قد أقسم الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل he swore.
ما منا من أحد إلا وسيمر عليه.
That there is no one except that he has to cross by, pass over.
في آية من كتابه.
In a verse in his book.
قال أهل العلم.
People of knowledge have stated.
هي أخوف آية في القرآن.
That it is the most dreadful, frightening verse in the Quran.
فمن يعرف هذه الآية.
So who knows what this verse is?
التي هي أخوف آية في القرآن.
That is the most frightening verse in the Quran.
نعم. وإن منكم إلا واردها أي النار كان على ربك حتما مقضيا وإن منكم يعني ما منكم من أحد إلا وهو وارد النار.
There is no one from amongst you except that he has to cross over the fire of hell.
كان على ربك حتما مقضية أمر حتمه الله وأوجبه على نفسه وقضاه لا رجعة فيه. كان على ربك حتما مقضية ما منكم من أحد إلا وسيرد النار كان على ربك حتما مقضية.
And this is something that is necessary binding upon your Lord. This is something that your Lord has obligated upon himself to do, so there's no escape from this. Everyone has to pass by it. Allah obligated upon himself.
ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا المتقون ينجيهم الله.
And then those who have taqwa, Allah will grant them salvation.
ونذر الظالمين فيها جسية نترك الظالمين جاسين على ركبهم في نار جهنم.
And the wrongdoers, they will end up falling into the fire.
كان بعض الصالحين,
some of the righteous,
إذا قرأ هذه الآية أو سمعها,
if they read this verse or if they hear it,
بكى بكاء طويلا,
they will cry profusely for a long period of time.
فيقال له ما يبكيك,
so they will say to him, what has caused you to cry?
فيقول علمت أنني سارد النار,
فعلمت
أنني سارد النار.
I knew that I'm going to pass over the fire.
لكن لا أعلم هل أنا ممن سينجو.
But I don't know if I'm going to be from the people that will be saved, granted salvation.
أم من سيبقى فيها.
Or if I'm going to be the people that are going to have to fall and remain in.
نعيد الآية مرة أخرى.
I'm going to repeat the verse again.
هي أخوف آية في القرآن.
It is the most frightening verse in the Quran.
في سورة مريم.
In Surah Maryam.
وإن منكم إلا واردها ما منكم من أحد إلا وواردها.
There's no one
داخل النار أو مر عليها.
There's no one from amongst you said that you have to pass over it.
وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا أمر حتمه الله أوجبه الله وقضاه لا رجعة فيه.
There's no one from amongst you that he has passed over it, and this is something that is necessary that Allah has made binding upon himself, and there's no escape from it.
ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا.
And then we'll grant success to those who have taqwa.
ونذر الظالمين فيها جسيا.
And those who are the wrongdoers and oppressors, they will remain there and fall therein.
فيقول بعض الصالحين.
So some of the righteous, they say.
لقد علمت أنني سارد النار.
I know that I'm going to have to pass over this fire.
كيف علم أنه سارد النار؟
How did he know that they're going to have to pass over the fire?
لأن الله قل ما منكم من أحد إلا وسيردها.
Because Allah has already mentioned that there's no one from amongst you except that he has to pass over this fire.
هذا أمر مفروغ منه.
هذا أمر
مفروغ منه. قد كان على ربك حتما مقضية الكل سيرد على النار.
So this affair here is something that no one can escape from. It has to occur. There's no fleeing from it.
وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضية قد علمت أنني سأرد النار. هذا أكيد.
So when Allah mentions that there's no one from amongst you so that he passed over the fire of hell, and this is something that your Lord has made binding upon himself, the person knows with surety that he has to pass over. But he does not know if he'll be from those that will be granted salvation to cross it, or if he's going to be from amongst those that will land in the fire of hell. So one of the statements that the Salaf they stated concerning this? No, this is a... Now, so one of the Salaf stated concerning this is that this was one of their concerns.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated.
لو تعلمون ما أعلم.
If you know what I know.
لضحكتم قليلا.
You will laugh less.
ولبكيتم كثيرا.
You will cry a lot more.
ولما تلذذتم على نسائكم بالفرش.
And you wouldn't take pleasure from your wives and your beds.
ولخرجتم إلى الصعدات إلى الجبال تجأرون إلى الله تلجأون إليه وتدعونه.
And you would climb upon mountains looking up to Allah, making supplication to Allah, asking for salvation.
فقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he informed.
إن أهون أهل النار عذابا.
That the least torment in the fire of hell.
رجل يوضع في أخمص قدميه جمرتان.
That a person that he will have like two pieces
أسفل قدميه. أسفل قدميه.
That he will have two pieces of coal like in his shoes.
يغلي منهما دماغه.
That it will cause his brain to boil.
إن أهون أهل النار.
Bueno.
The
least punishment of the people of the fire of hell
عذاباً
is a punishment.
رجل يوضع
is a man that they will be placed
أسفل قدميه أخمص قدميه.
They will be placed in his shoes like two types of things that are cool.
جمرتان يغلي منهما دماغه.
These two types of coals are these things of fire that will cause his brain to boil.
ويظن أنه أعظم أشدها للنار عذاباً.
And he will think that it is the worst punishment in the fire of hell.
وله أهونهم عذاباً.
When the reality is that it is the lightest punishment, torment in the fire of hell.
هل يستغيثون هل يستغيثون أهل النار يستغيثون يطلبون غيثا ماء.
So will the people that are in the fire of hell, they're going to try to seek some water, some type of coolness from it.
فهل يغاثون هل يعطون ماء.
So will they be granted? Will they be granted water?
نعم يغاثون يعطون ماء إذا عطشوا.
Say yes, they will be given water when they become thirsty.
ولكن ماء حميما.
But it is a water that is حميم يعني. That is extremely boil is boiling very hot.
يقطع أمعاءهم.
يقطع.
يقطع أمعاءهم ده. يقطع أمعاءهم داخل بطونهم.
It will tear up their insides.
وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا.
So if they request this, they'll be given.
بماء.
With this water.
كالمهل يغلي يشوي وجوههم.
That this water that will do what to their faces.
يحرق وجوههم.
That will burn their faces.
وألوان العذاب كثيرة.
And there are many punishments there.
في نار جهنم.
In the fire of hell.
السؤال ما دار العذاب والمهانة.
and the question here states, so what is the land of punishment and disgrace?
الجواب النار.
The answer to this is the fire of hell.
نعوذ بالله من النار.
We seek Allah's refuge from the fire.
نعوذ بالله من النار.
We seek Allah's refuge from the fire of hell.
نعوذ بالله من النار.
We seek Allah's refuge from the fire of hell.
قد صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
It has been authentically reported on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he stated.
ما سأل رجل الله الجنة ثلاثا.
There is no man who asks Allah for the Jannah three times.
إلا قال في الجنة اللهم أدخله الجنة.
Except that the Jinnah will make dua to Allah asking him. Asking Allah to enter him into the paradise.
وما استجار أحد بالله من النار ثلاثا.
And there's no one to seek refuge from the fire of hell three times.
إلا قالت النار اللهم أجره من
مني. The fire of hell will say to keep him away from me. Don't allow him into me.
فاللهم نسألك الجنة.
So, oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah.
اللهم نسألك الجنة.
Oh Allah, we ask you for the Jannah.
اللهم نسألك الجنة.
Oh Allah, we ask you for the Jannah.
اللهم نعوذ بك من النار.
Oh Allah, we seek refuge from the fire of hell.
اللهم نعوذ بك من النار.
Oh Allah, we seek refuge from the fire of hell.
اللهم نعوذ بك من النار.
Oh Allah, we seek refuge from the fire of hell. The 65th question.
كم عدد أبواب النار?
How many gates are there to the fire of hell?
الجواب سبعة أبواب.
The answer is that there are seven gates to hell.
هذا في القرآن.
And this is, you can find this in the Quran.
لها سبعة أبواب.
That it has seven gates.
السؤال السادس والستون.
The 66th question.
ما الإحسان?
What is إحسان?
الإحسان معناه لغة الإتقان. أحسن الشيء أتقنه.
Now in the Arabic language, إحسان means the أتقنه, like the for lack of better translation, the best of a thing.
وهذا السؤال قد سأله من لمن?
And this question here, and this question was posed by who to who?
جبريل عليه السلام للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
جبريل عليه السلام asked this to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فكان الجواب.
So the answer was.
كما أوردنا هنا هو جواب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As we find here, this was the exact answer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال أن تعبد الله.
He said, is to worship Allah.
كأنك تراه.
As though you see him.
فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك.
And if you're not able to see him, then know that he sees you.
الذي يراك حين تقوم يقول الله الذي يراك حين تقوم.
The one that sees you when you stand.
وتقلبك في الساجدين.
And he sees you.
مع الناس يسجدون لله.
And he sees you when you are prostrating amongst the people.
ويقول الله عز وجل الكافر ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى.
And he allows the mentions about the kafir. Does he not know that his Lord sees him?
وإيماننا ضعيف بأن الله يرانا.
And our iman is weak concerning believing that Allah sees us.
ولو تذكرنا أن الله يرانا.
If we were to recall, remember that Allah sees us.
لما عصينا الله عز وجل.
We wouldn't disobey Allah عز وجل, commit sins.
لكن غالبا لا نبلغ درجة الإحسان.
But most of us many times we don't reach this level of ihsan.
تعبد الله كأنك تراه.
To worship Allah as though we can see him.
فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك.
And if you can't see him, then know that he sees you.
فالعبد يستحي من الله حق الحياء.
So the one who has the true حياء, the true modesty towards Allah.
لعلمه بأن الله عز وجل يراه.
Due to his knowledge that he knows that Allah sees him.
ولكنه يضعف كثيرا عند الشهوات.
But he becomes weakened by many desires.
رحمة الله أوسع.
And the mercy of Allah is more expansive.
فأسأل الله أن يغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا.
So we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to forgive us for all that we have put forth and fallen short of the mark.
وما أسررنا وما أعلنا.
For that which we have done in private, secretly, and that which we have done publicly.
وما هو به أعلم منا.
And that which he is more knowledgeable about concerning us.
لكن المقصود أن هذه الرتبة.
But the intent here is that this level.
رتبة الإحسان.
This level of إحسان.
إحدى مراتب الدين.
Is one of the level stages of the religion.
الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان.
Islam and Iman and إحسان.
رتبة عظيمة.
It is an immense, tremendous level.
متقدمة هي أعلى مراتب الدين.
It's in the forefront. It's the highest level of the religion.
وهي أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك.
And it is to worship Allah as though you see him, and if you cannot see him, then know that he sees you.
السؤال السابع والستون.
The question number 67.
من أحق الناس بالبر والإحسان?
Who has the most right amongst the people to treat them kindly and have beneficence with them?
الجواب الوالدان الأم والأب.
Then the answer here are the two parents, the mother and the father.
فقد ذكر الله حق الوالدين.
So Allah عز وجل, he's mentioned the rights of the parents.
في مواضع من كتابه.
And places in different places in his book.
بعد أن ذكر حقه جل وعلا.
After he mentioned his right جل وعلا.
كما في قوله تبارك وتعالى.
As is coming in the statement تبارك وتعالى.
وقضى ربك حكم ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه.
And your Lord has ordered that you do not worship except him.
وبالوالدين إحسانا.
And that you have good treatment towards your parents. parents.
وقال جل وعلا واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا.
Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated to worship Allah and do not commit shirk with Him in any aspect at all.
وبالوالدين إحسانا.
And to treat your parents well, kindly.
وهنا مسألة مهمة.
And here we have an important issue.
ومهمة جدا.
It is very, very important.
أن هناك فرق.
That there is a difference
بين بر الوالدين
between kind treatment to the parents
وبين عقوق الوالدين
and being having a disobedience.
إن كثير من الناس
many of the people
قد لا يكون عاقل لوالدي.
He may not قد لم يكن
قد لا يكون عاقل لوالدي.
He may not disobey his parents.
لكنه ليس بارا بوالدي.
But he does not have kind treatment. He's not kind treating and have is righteous towards his parents.
وهذا ما يغفل أقول عنه كثير من الناس.
وهذا ما
ما يغفل عنه كثير من الناس.
And this is something that many of the people are negligent of.
هو ليس بعاقل والدي.
It is not a disobeying the parents, treating them badly.
لا يضربهما.
He doesn't hit them.
ولا ينهرهما.
ولم.
ولا ينهرهما ولا تنهرهما.
No. He doesn't shout at them, raise his voice towards them.
ولا يؤذيهما.
And he doesn't harm them.
ولا يسبهما.
So he doesn't revile them.
فليس عاقل لوالدي.
So he doesn't disobey his parents, treat them badly.
لكنه لا يبرهما, لا يفعل لهم خيرا.
But he doesn't treat them well and do good things towards them.
ولا يحسن إليهما.
He doesn't do good things towards them, treat them well.
بعيد عنهما.
He's far from them.
لا ينال من إحسانه شيئا.
And he doesn't do anything that achieves these good actions towards them.
إلا قليلا.
Except for only a little bit.
فهل تبين هنا الآن؟
So does it become clear here now?
الفرق بين بر الوالدين.
This is between kind treatment of the parents.
والفرق وعقوق الوالدين.
And poor treatment of the parents.
يعني لا يكفي. يعني لا يكفي.
And we mean here that it's not sufficient.
أن تكون لست عاقل لوالديك.
To be a person that has to be a person that doesn't treat his parents badly.
بل يجب عليك.
But it is obligatory upon you.
أن تكون بارا بوالديك.
To treat your parents well and kindly.
في فرق بين هذا وهذا.
There's a difference between this and that.
فبر الوالدين من باب المأمور.
So kind treatment of the parents is something that is a commandment.
وعقوق الوالدين من باب المحظور.
And having poor treatment of the parents is something that is prohibited.
وأنت ماذا يجب عليك وماذا؟ ماذا وماذا؟
And what is it that's obligatory upon you? What and what?
يجب عليك امتثال المأمور.
It is upon you to comply to the commandments.
واجتناب المحظور.
And to abstain from the prohibitions.
فلا يكفي أن تكون مجتنبا للمحظور.
So it's not sufficient for you to just abstain from the prohibitions.
لابد أن تأتمر وتمتثل المأمور.
You have to comply to the commandments, fulfill the commandments.
أقول إن هذا أمر يغفل عنه كثير من الناس.
And I say this affair here, many people are negligent of it.
ما هو؟
What is it?
الذي يغفل عنه كثير من الناس.
That many people are negligent of.
أنه لا يفرق بين بر الوالدين وعقوق الوالدين فيكتفي بماذا؟ يكتفي بالبر؟ نعم يكتفي بعدم العقوق ولا يبر بوالديه.
So this person here, he stays away from disobeying his parents and he doesn't treat them well and have kind treatment towards them.
هذا إذا كان إيش غير عاق بوالديه.
And this إذا كان
غير عاق لوالديه.
And this one, if he doesn't disobey his parents, treat them badly.
فالعقوق كثيرة.
And there are many things that are bad treatment of them.
لا سيما في هذا الزمان.
Especially in this time of ours.
ضعفت الأخلاق.
The person's character has weakened.
وضعف الدين.
And the person's religion has weakened.
حتى إن كثير من الناس.
To the point that many of the people.
يعوقوا والديه.
That they have bad treatment of their parents.
بينما الله تبارك وتعالى قال ولا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما.
والله تبارك وتعالى he stated don't even say to them the word أف and don't raise your voices towards them.
قال بعض أهل العلم.
Some of the people of knowledge have stated.
لو علم الله عز وجل. لو علم الله عز وجل.
That if Allah knew.
كلمة
a word
أقل من أف
a less
سكرت أنت
that if Allah knew a word that is less than the word أف
لو علم الله كلمة أقل من أف لذكرها
that if Allah knew a word that is less than أف then he would have mentioned it.
فمن منا
so there's no one from us
ما قال لوالديه قط
who was ever said to his parents ever
أف.
So it's said that the person has said off to his parents.
أو قال غير ذلك كثيرا.
Or another pastor, the person said something else to their parents.
كثيرا من الناس.
To many of the people.
إذا خاطب والديه.
If a person speaks to his parents.
فيخاطبهم بغلظة وشدة.
And he speaks to them like harshly, sternly, coarsely.
فأنت وأنا وكل منا.
He said myself, you and all of us.
يراجع نفسه.
He should look over himself. Has he disobeyed his parents? Or has he treated his parents kindly and well? So this is from the greatest of the rights of the creation. After the right of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over us. Listen to the statement of Allah azza wa jal.
وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ أي الوالدان وإن جاهداك اضطراك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك بعلم فلا تطعهما. صعب هذا.
If they were to strive hard to push you away from the religion of Allah, then do not and commit shirk, then do not obey them.
أي لو دفعك والداك إلى الشرك.
That if your parents were to push you towards shirk, direct you towards shirk,
وَأَمَرَاكَ بِالشِّرْكِ
and they ordered you with shirk,
قَالَ اللَّهُ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا
Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, don't obey them in that.
وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا
and they and their companions in the life of this world are well known.
فَحَتَّى لَوْ كَانَ وَالِدَكَ يَدْعُوكَ لِلشِّرْكِ
so even if your parents call you to shirk,
يَبْقَى لَهُمْ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌّ
And the right that they have remains over you.
أن تصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا.
To treat them well in the life of this world.
وإن كثيرا من الناس.
And many of the people.
قد يبتلى بوالديه.
He may do something to afflict his parents with the thing.
قد يكونا كافرين.
They may be non-Muslims. They may be kuffar.
أو تاركا الصلاة.
Or your parents may be from those who abandon the salah.
أو تاركي الصلاة.
Or they may be from those who abandon the salah.
أو عندهم معاصي وكبائر كالربا والخمور والزنا.
And they may have major sins with them, such as backbiting, intoxicants, and fornication.
فهذا ابتلاء واختبار.
So this is an affliction and a test of trial.
يقول الله عز وجل يبلو بعضكم ببعض.
And Allah عز وجل states that He will test some of you with others.
وابن القيم كلام رحمه الله في مثل هذا.
And Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله he has some speech concerning this.
أن الناس مبتلون يبتلي الله بعضهم ببعض.
That the people that they will be tested one of them with the other.
فيبتلي الكفار بالمؤمنين.
So the kuffar they are tested with the believers.
ويبتلي المؤمنين بالكفار.
And the believers are tested with the kuffar.
ويبتلي الحاكم بالمحكوم والمحكوم بالحاكم.
And the ruler is tested by those who's ruling over, and those who are being ruled over are tested by their ruler.
ويبتلي الآباء بالأولاد والأولاد بالآباء.
And the parents are tested by their children, and the children are tested by their parents.
ويبتلي الأزواج بالزوجات والزوجات بالأزواج.
And the husband is tested by his wife, and the wife is tested by the husband.
ويبتلي الجار بجاره والجار بجاره.
And a neighbor is tested by his neighbor, and the other neighbor is tested by him.
الدنيا كلها بلاء واختبار.
So in an entire world, all of it is trial, test, and affliction, and trial, test, and affliction.
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
The one who has created life, the one who has created death and life to see which one of you will be best in performing actions.
فمهما بلغ والداك بالسوء.
So regardless of how much evil or bad your parents have fallen into.
يبقى لهما عليك حق أن تبرهما.
Their right still remains over you that you treat them well.
وأنت يا عبد الله مهما بذلت لتبر والديك.
And you also in Allah, no matter how much effort you put forth in treating your parents well.
لن تفيهم حقهما.
You will not be able to give them their rights over you.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
لا يجزي ولد عن والده. لا يجزي ولد عن والده لا يعطيه جزاءه لا يكافئه بما يستحق
نعم a child can't repay his parents
إلا أن يجده يباع في السوق
إلا
أن يجد أباه يباع في السوق
except that he's to the point that he sees his father being sold in the market
فيشتريه ويعتقه
so he'll be bought and he'll buy them and he'll buy him and then free him.
يعني تدخل السوق.
He enters into the marketplace.
اشتري بضاعة.
And he purchases.
فبينما تتقلب في السوق.
فبينما
تمشي في السوق.
He's going about in the marketplace.
وإلا بضاعة معروضة للبيع.
And he sees this person that is selling this thing.
اقتربت تراها.
So he goes to look at it.
وإلا أبوك يباع.
And his father, that is his parent, that is being sold.
يباع والدي يباع فتشتري فتعتقه. هذا أمر متعذر.
He says that his father is buying him and freeing him. That this is something that is متعذر. This is something that is difficult.
هكذا أراد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يبين هذه الصورة.
This is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he wanted to bring this example.
أنك لا يمكن أن تلحق حق والديك عليك.
That you can't truly give the rights of your parents that they have over you.
من سيجد أباه يباع ليشتري فيعتقه.
Who is it that will see his father being sold so that he buys him and frees him?
بعض الناس قد يرسل لوالديه
some of the people that may send to their parents
some money.
some money.
ويرى أنه قد أدى كل الذي عليه.
And he thinks that he has done everything that's upon him to do.
وهذا لا شك أنه تقصير وجهل في كثير من الأبناء.
And this is no doubt there that he's falling short of the mark, and many children they are ignorant in regards to this matter.
والذي أريد أن أذكر به نفسي وإياكم.
And that which I want to remind myself and you all with.
حقوق الوالدين.
Is the rights of the parents over us.
فحقهما عظيم بعد حق الله عز وجل ورسوله.
So after Allah عز وجل, their rights over us are tremendous.
وأعظم ما يقدم الولد لوالديه.
And the best thing that a child can put forth to give towards his parents,
to
supplicate for the both of them.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated.
حديث الصحيح رواه مسلم في صحيح حديث أبي هريرة.
In the hadith صحيح مسلم من طريق أبو هريرة.
إذا مات الإنسان قطع عمله إلا من ثلاث.
That if a man dies, all of his actions are cut off except three.
ماذا قال؟ قال أولد صالح يدعو له.
And what did he say in this? He said a righteous child that supplicates for his parents.
صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له.
A continuous charity or knowledge that is benefited from, or the righteous child that makes supplication for his parents.
فالسؤال الثامن والستون.
So the 68th question here.
ماذا تقول إذا أردت أن تدعو لوالديك؟
What is it that you should say when you want to supplicate for your parents?
الجواب رب اغفر لي ولوالدي وارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
And the answer to this is, Oh my Lord, forgive me and my two parents and bestow mercy upon them just as they did to me when they raised me when I was young.
وما معنى كما ربياني؟ كما ربياني.
And what is the meaning of as they nurtured me?
هنا للتعليل وليست للتشبيه.
And here it is to educate us, and it is not a resemblance.
لأنهما ربياني صغيرا.
And it means that because they nurture you when you were young.
فهذا اعتراف بالفضل لهما لأنهما ربياني صغيرا. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي وارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
And this is something that shows their stature and virtue that just as they had mercy upon you, you want Allah to have mercy upon them when they nurtured you when you were young.
حتى لو لم تدرك والديك.
Even if you don't, لم
تدرك كأن يكون مثل إنسان وهو حمل في بطن أمه مات أبوه.
نعم. So even as a person, if he didn't even know his parents, like the one who his father passed when he was still in the womb of his mother,
فلهم عليك حق.
Is right over you.
لذلك.
Due to this,
على المسلم أن يتقي الله في والديه.
It is upon the Muslim to have taqwa of Allah concerning his parents.
وأن يكثر بالدعاء لهما.
And to often supplicate for them.
ما لم يكونا كافرين.
So long as they are not to disbelievers, kufar.
فلا يجوز أن يستغفر للمشرك الكافر.
It's not permissible to seek forgiveness for the mushrik kafir.
وفي صحيح مسلم.
For it is coming صحيح مسلم.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استأذن ربه أن يستغفر لأمه فلم يأذن له.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sought permission to seek forgiveness for his mother, and he wasn't given permission to do so.
وفي القرآن قال الله عز وجل إبراهيم عليه السلام.
And in the Quran, Allah عز وجل has stated concerning Ibrahim عليه السلام.
لما وعده أن يستغفر له وقال وأدعو ربي.
When he made a promise to his father that he would seek forgiveness for him.
ثم بعد ذلك نهاه الله عنه عن ذلك.
And then after that, Allah prohibited him from doing so.
قال الله عز وجل لنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah عز وجل said to his prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ما كان للنبي.
There is no prophet.
والذين آمنوا.
It is not befitting of a prophet and those who believe
أن يستغفر المشركين
to seek forgiveness for the mushrikeen.
ولو كانوا أولي قربى
even if they are your closest relatives.
من بعد ما تبين لهم أنه أصحاب الجحيم.
من بعد ما
تبين لهم أنه أصحاب الجحيم.
As been clarified, as has been come clear to you that they are from the inhabitants of the fire of hell.
قال أهل العلم أهل التفسير.
The people of knowledge, the people of tafsir have stated.
فنحتج أحد باستغفار إبراهيم عليه السلام لأبيه.
That they use the evidence that Ibrahim عليه السلام sought forgiveness for his father.
قد كان أبوه مشركاً.
His father was a mushrik.
وإبراهيم عليه السلام استغفر له.
And Ibrahim عليه السلام sought forgiveness.
فلو تعذر أحد وأخذ يستغفر للمشركين قال هذا إبراهيم قد استغفر لأبيه المشرك.
So if
لو تعذر أحد أو تمسك باستغفار إبراهيم لأبيه مع أن أباه مشرك.
So if one of the people wanted to use this statement of Ibrahim here as an excuse to seek forgiveness for a mushrik.
قال الله عز وجل وما كان استغفار إبراهيم لأبيه.
And Allah عز وجل he mentioned concerning this istighfar to seek forgiveness of Ibrahim for his father.
إلا عن موعدة وعده إياه. كان قد وعده أن يستغفر له. إلا عن موعدة وعده إياه.
That this was done as a promise, the promise that he made to his father.
فلما تبين له أنه عدو لله تبرأ منه.
So when it once became clear that he was an enemy of Allah, he freed himself from him.
السؤال التاسع والستون.
The 69th question.
ما حب الأعمال إلى الله تعالى.
What are the most beloved actions for Allah Ta'ala?
الجواب والصلاة على وقتها.
The answer is praying in the prescribed time.
ثم بر الوالدين.
And then treating the parents, your parents kindly.
ثم الجهاد في سبيل الله.
And then jihad in the path of Allah.
هذا السؤال.
This question.
نص قد سأله عبد الله مسعود للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Is an exact text that عبد الله مسعود asked to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كما في الصحيحين.
As has come in the صحيحين, the two صحيحين.
أن ابن مسعود قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ما أحب الأعمال إلى الله تعالى.
What are the most beloved of actions to Allah تعالى.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الصلاة على وقتها.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated the salat in its prescribed time.
أي الصلاة في أول وقتها.
Meaning the prayer in the first part of his time.
قال قلت ثم أي.
He said to him, and then what?
قال بر الوالدين.
He said, treating the parents well.
قال قلت ثم أي.
Yeah, then he said, then what?
قال الجهاد في سبيل الله.
Then he said, jihad in the path of Allah.
فقدم الصلاة على وقتها على جميع الأعمال.
So praying the prayer, the salat in his prescribed time is before all the actions.
وقدم بر الوالدين على الجهاد في سبيل الله.
And treating the parents kindly has precedence over jihad in the path of Allah.
وفي حديث المسعود هذا.
In the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud here,
دليل
is an evidence
على أن النبي على أن الله عز وجل يحب.
That Allah Azza wa Jalla that He loves.
Allah Tabarak Ta'ala.
Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala.
من صفاته صفات الكمال والجلال.
That from His perfect, that is perfect and majestic attributes.
أنه يحب ويحب.
Is that he loves and he is loved.
يحب أشخاصا.
He loves individuals.
ويحب أعمالا.
And he loves actions.
ويحب أوقاتا.
And he loves times.
ويحب أماكنا.
And he loves places.
الله عز وجل يحب.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He loves.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, في آيات كثيرة ذكر أنه يحب.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla, in many verses He mentions that He loves.
يحب المحسنين.
He loves the محسنين, the good doers.
يحب المتقين.
He loves those who have تقوى.
يحب الصابرين.
He loves those who are patient.
يحب من الأعمال ما كان أدومه وإن كان قليلا وإن قل.
He loves those actions that are done continually, even if it is only a light action.
يحب الصلاة على وقتها.
He loves praying in a prayer in a prescribed time.
يحب البر الوالدين.
He loves kind treatment of the parents.
يحب الجهاد في سبيل الله.
He loves jihad in the path of Allah.
يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص.
He loves those.
يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. يلا خليه مشكلة. فالله عز وجل يحب أشخاصا ويحب أعمالا.
So Allah عز وجل, He loves individuals, He loves people, and He loves actions.
ويحب أماكن,
and He loves places.
كما في الحديث قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As in the hadith, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
أحب الأماكن الله.
The most beloved places to Allah.
أو قال أحب البلاد إلى الله.
Or the most beloved of بلاد to Allah.
مساجدها.
Are the houses of Allah, the masajid.
أفضل البلاد إلى الله.
The most beloved of بلاد to Allah.
أسواقها.
And excuse me, in the worst hated, the most disliked places to Allah are the أسواق, the marketplaces. The people of innovation state.
Allah Azza wa Jal.
Allah Azza wa Jal.
لا يحب ولا يحب.
Does not love nor is he loved.
ولا يليق بالله.
It is not befitting of Allah.
أنه يحب ويحب.
That he loves and is loved.
قال أهل السنة.
أهل السنة they say.
سبحان الله.
سبحان الله.
كيف لا يليق بالله.
How can it not be befitting of Allah.
أنه يحب ويحب.
That he loves and is loved.
وهو الذي قال ذلك عن نفسه.
And he is the one who said this about himself.
قال جل وعلا.
قال he جل وعلا stated.
فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه.
Allah will bring about a people who he loves them and they love him.
وقال جل وعلا.
And he جل وعلا stated.
قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله.
That if you truly love Allah, follow me, and Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins.
وقال الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما الصحيحين من حديث سهل بن سعد.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated in the صحيحين as come on a hadith of سهل بن سعد.
لأعطين الراية غدا رجلا. لأعطين الراية.
I'm going to give a flag.
قال لأعطين الراية غدا.
I'm going to give this flag to a man tomorrow.
رجل يحب الله ورسوله.
A man who loves Allah and His Messenger.
ويحبه الله ورسوله.
And Allah and His Messenger love him.
فأعطاها علي ابن طالب.
So he gave it to Ali ibn Abi Talib.
المهم أن الله عز وجل يحب ويحب.
So the point here that we're trying to make is that Allah loves and He is loved.
من قال أن الله يحب ويحب؟
So who says that? Who's saying that Allah loves and He's loved?
الله قال عن نفسه في كتابه.
Allah is saying this about Himself in His book.
والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عن ربه في سنته.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated this about Him in the Sunnah.
وأهل البدع قبحهم الله.
And the people of innovation made Allah May Allah disgrace them, make them repugnant. They say Allah Azza, He doesn't love nor is He loved. And this is not befitting of Allah. How can this not be befitting of Allah? And Allah Azza, He described Himself with this. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described Him with this. And Allah Azza states in His book, are you more knowledgeable as Allah? The answer is that Allah is more knowledgeable.
Allah
is more knowledgeable about Himself. And He's more knowledgeable about the creation. So He's the one to state about Himself that He loves and He is loved. And the Prophet ﷺ, He stated that Allah, He loves and He is loved. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't speak of His own desire. Rather, it's only revelation that has been revealed to Him. So who do we believe? Do we believe Allah Azza wa Jal?
What
He described Himself with?
هؤلاء,
or do we believe these individuals over here who they say that is not befitting of Allah? We believe the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and what He described Allah with Azza wa Jal? Or do we believe these individuals over here that say it's not befitting of Allah that He loves and that He loves in His
God?
So what is more repulsive than a people of innovation? And who is lied or fabricated more on Allah Azza wa Jal than
them?
That the Jews and the Christians, they affirmed that Allah loves.
فَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاهُ.
That they say that we are the children of Allah and the beloved of Allah. And the people of innovation, they say Allah does not love nor is He loved. So look at these individuals over here. May Allah disgrace them. So how can... So how could they have this nerve to speak against Allah and lie on Allah? And they negate for Allah what He has affirmed for Himself. And Ahlul Sunnah, the people of the truth, they have stated, why do you negate for Allah that He loves it, that He loves and is loved? They said, our intellect tells us that. And they're
تقول أن الله لا يحب لا يحب ولا يحب
سخيفة. They're minuscule intellect say to them that.
قلنا ماذا تقول عقولكم؟
They say what do your intellect say to you?
قال عقولنا تقول.
They say intellect say.
لا تكون المحبة.
That love cannot occur.
بين جنسين مختلفين.
That love cannot occur between two things. Of that are different types, if you will.
قلنا لهم كذبتم.
And that did like the creator and creation, so we say to them, you have lied.
خابت عقولكم.
And your intellect is wrong.
لو لم تكن المحبة بين الخالق والمخلوق ممكنة.
If it wasn't possible for there to be love between the creator and the creation.
لما قال الله ذلك عن نفسه فسوف يأتي بقوم يحبهم ويحبون.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, He wouldn't have stated by Himself that He's going to bring about a people that He loves them and they love Him.
لو لم تكن محبة ممكنة بين الخالق والمخلوق.
If it wasn't possible for there to be love between the creator and the creation.
لما قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, He wouldn't have stated.
لأعطينا الراية غدا.
I'm going to give this flag tomorrow.
رجل يحب الله ورسوله ويحبه الله ورسوله.
To a man that loves Allah and His Messenger, and Allah and His Messenger love him.
ثم نقول لهم.
Then we say to them.
إن الواقعة.
That the current affairs.
يشهد بخلاف ما تقولون.
It bears witness against what you are saying.
هم ماذا يقولون?
What do they say?
والمحبة.
They say love.
لا تكون.
Cannot be.
بين جنسين مختلفين.
Between two different types of things.
نقول لهم كذبتم.
We say you have lied.
الواقع يكذب ما تقولون.
That in reality contradicts what you are saying.
فها هو الإنسان. فها هو الإنسان.
So this person here, a person is a person.
يحب الحيوان.
A person, this person, he may love an animal.
والحيوان يحب الإنسان.
And the animal loves people.
حتى أن بعض الحيوانات.
Even to the point that some animals.
الشرسة المفترسة. الشرسة المفترسة.
Like lions, untamed animals, wild animals.
تكون شرسة على الآخرين.
That they.
إلا على صاحبها ليست بشرسة. تكون خطيرة على الناس إلا على دنجرس إلا على صاحبها.
So it's dangerous to others and likes.
وتسمع كلام صاحبها ولا تسمع كلام غيره.
So it hears the speech of it's the one that's with them doesn't hear the speech of others.
حتى أن بعض الحيوانات.
Even some animals.
من حبها لصاحبها.
Due to their love for their owners.
تموت دون صاحبها.
That they die without their owners.
ولا أن يمس صاحبها بشيء.
and the owners didn't do anything to them.
تدافع عن صاحبها.
Now they're defending their owners.
ويروى في كتب الأدب.
And
يروى في كتب الأدب.
It is stated in the books of Adab, etiquette and manners.
أن رجلا كان متزوجا.
That a man was married.
وكان يحب زوجته.
And he loved his wife.
وكان صديقا حميما يحبه.
And he had a friend that he loved.
وكان له كلب.
And he had a dog.
فسافر ذات يوم.
So he traveled that day.
فرجع من سفره.
So he came back from his travels.
فأطرق الباب.
And he knocked on the door.
فسمع نباحا شديدا داخل نباح الكلب شديد داخل البيت.
So سمع
نباح الكلب.
He heard the dog barking. He heard the dog barking.
حاول أن يدخل.
He tried to come in.
ما استطاع.
He tried to the best of his ability.
حتى اضطر بعد ذلك أن يدخل إما يعني كسر الباب أو قفز البيت.
To the point that he was going to break the door down or hop over the house.
فوجد زوجته.
فوجد.
زوجته.
So he came across his wife, found his wife.
وصديقه.
And his friend.
عاريين.
Naked, unclothed.
قد ارتكب الفاحشة.
He's committing a vile, heinous act.
وقد هجم عليهم الكلب.
And the dog hejma. The dog attacked them.
وقتلهما.
And killed the both of them.
فتعجب الرجل.
So the man was amazed
من هذا الفعل.
From this action.
كيف خانت زوجته.
How his wife betrayed him.
وكيف خانه صديقه.
And how his friend betrayed him.
وكيف كان الكلب وفيا.
And how the dog was loyal.
فقال قولة مشهورة.
So the famous statement was uttered.
فواعجب من ثل يخون خليله. وواعجب من كلب كيف يصونه. ترجمة يلا.
So what is more perplexing than the one whose wife betrayed him but his dog was still loyal.
صح ترجمة صح. نص نص.
Close قريب ها.
قال فواعجب من خل يخون خليله وواعجب من كلب كيف يصونه.
So rough translation. The one who so how perplexing is it the one who his wife betrayed him and look at the dog who how his dog still remained loyal and close to him.
والمقصود من هذا
and the point here we're trying to make
أن المحبة ممكن أن تكون
that love is possible to occur
بين جنسين مختلفين
between two different types of things.
وأنتم في هذه البلاد
and you all here in this country
ترون بعيونكم
you see with your own eyes
أنهم يحبون الكلاب أكثر من أولادهم
that they love dogs more than their own children.
وكذلك يقال
likewise it is stated
الإنسان يحب بلده
that a person loves his country
ويحب أرضه
and he loves his land
ويحب دابته
he loves his riding beast his riding beast his animals
سيارته ويحب سيارته
his riding vehicle he loves his car
ويحب لون ألوان معينة
and he may love specific types of colors
ولباسا معينا
and he may love specific type of clothing
فكيف يقال
so how can it be stated
أن المحبة
that love cannot occur
لا تكون بين جنسين مختلفين
cannot occur between two different things
فقد خالفوا الكتاب أهل البدع خالفوا الكتاب
so أهل البدع people of innovation they have opposed the book
وخالفوا السنة
and they have opposed the sunnah
وخالفوا السلف الأمة
and they have opposed the salaf of this ummah
وخالفوا الشرائع السماوية
and they have opposed the heavenly legislations
وخالف العقل
and they have contradicted opposed differ with the intellect
وخالف الواقع
and they have differ with reality
فصفة المحبة لله عز وجل
so the attribute of the love of Allah عز وجل
ثابتة بالكتاب والسنة والإجماع
is something that is established by the book the sunnah in إجماع total consensus
أن الله عز وجل يحب ويحب
that Allah loves and that he is loved
وأي الأمرين أهم بالنسبة للعبد
and which one is more relevant more important in relation to the servant
أن يحب الله عز وجل أو أن يحبه الله عز وجل
for him to love Allah عز وجل for Allah عز وجل to love him question
أن يحبك الله عز وجل
for Allah to love you
نعم الكل يقول أنني أحب الله
he says yes everyone says that they love Allah
ولكن هل الله عز وجل يحبك
but does Allah love you
لما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated
لأعطينا الراية غدا رجلا
I'm going to give this flag tomorrow to a man
يحب الله ورسوله
who loves Allah and his messenger
ويحبه الله ورسوله
and Allah and his messenger love him
باتوا ليلتهم كلهم يرجى أن يعطاها
so all that night they spent the entire night hoping wishing that they will be the one that will be given that flag
حبا بالقيادة
حبا
بالقيادة والمنصب هل لأنهم يريدون قيادة ومنصبا؟
Did they do so seeking some type of stature?
كلا.
Huh? Now, did he do this to get some type of stature or for leadership to be a leader?
No,
this is not the case. It is only that
لشهادة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
They wanted the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to bear witness.
لأن الذي سيعطى له الراية
that this one who will be given this flag
يحب الله ورسوله
that he loves Allah and His Messenger
ويحبه الله ورسوله
and Allah and His Messenger love him.
فلما أصبحوا ذهبوا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So in the morning they ate with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كلهم يرجى أن يعطاها.
All of them are hoping, wishing that they will be given it.
لكن قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أين علي؟
But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, where is Ali?
قالوا يشتكي من عين
They said he was complaining about his eyes.
فأتي به رضي الله عنه.
So he was brought رضي الله عنه.
فبصق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في عينيه.
So he spat in his eyes. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فبرأت عيناه.
So his eyes were like they were healed.
ودفع إليه الراية.
And he gave the flag to him.
والمقصود أن الله عز وجل يحب ويحب ولا شك في ذلك.
And the point here is that Allah loves it, that He loves. In his love, then there's no doubt concerning this.
السؤال السبعون.
The question number 70 here.
من أكرم الناس عند الله تعالى.
Who are the most honorable people with Allah تعالى.
الجواب أتقاهم.
The answer here is those who have the most taqwa.
أتقى الناس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the one who has the most taqwa from the people is the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كما قال الله عز وجل.
As Allah عز وجل stated.
إن أكرمكم عند الله.
Surely the most noble, honorable amongst you with Allah.
أتقاكم.
Are those who amongst you who have the most taqwa.
وفي الصحيحين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in the صحيحين the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
والله إني أخشاكم لله وأتقاكم له.
Certainly I have the most khashy of Allah amongst you and certainly I have the most taqwa of Allah amongst you.
فأكرم الناس عند الله عز وجل.
So the most noble, honorable of the people with Allah عز وجل.
من كان لله تقيا.
Is the one who has the taqwa of Allah.
وأتقى الناس لله عز وجل هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And of all the people, the one who has the most taqwa of Allah عز وجل is his Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
السؤال ما كتابك العظيم.
And question number 71. What is your magnificent book?
الجواب القرآن الكريم.
And the answer is the noble Quran.
هل الكتاب سماه الله عظيما؟
Is this book? Did Allah name it Al-Azim, magnificent?
نعم. كما قال yes. جل وعلا.
As He جل وعلا stated.
ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم.
Certainly we have given you the seven oft-repeated verses and the magnificent Quran.
وسماه الله عز وجل كتاب كريم.
And Allah عز وجل has named it the noble book.
وقال
the noble book. نعم.
وسماه الله المجيد.
And Allah has called it majid, majestic.
وصفه الله عز وجل بهذه الأوصاف.
And Allah has described it with these characteristics.
لعظمته.
Due to its magnificence.
فكتاب الله عز وجل القرآن.
So the book of Allah عز وجل, the Quran.
كلامه.
It's his speech.
وهو صفته.
And it's from his attributes.
تكلم الله به.
Allah speaks with it.
وسمعه جبريل.
And Jibreel heard it.
عليه السلام.
عليه السلام.
ونزل به
and descended with it
على قلب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
to the, upon the heart of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم
كما قال الله عز وجل
as Allah عز وجل stated
نزل به الروح الأمين
that the
الروح الأمين جبريل
نعم الروح الأمين جبريل the
روح الأمين
نعم
نزل جبريل, به جبريل
that Jibreel descended with it
على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين
upon your heart so that you can be from the warners
والله عز وجل وإن أحد من المشركين استجارك
He says, if one of the
مشرك طلب منك الجوار,
if one of the disbelievers, if they seek some security from you,
فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله.
Then give him security and safety so that he can hear the speech of Allah.
أي يسمع القرآن.
So he can hear the Quran.
وأهل السنة والجماعة.
And أهل السنة والجماعة.
يعتقدون بما دل عليه الكتاب والسنة.
They believe in what the Kitab and the Sunnah has proven.
أن القرآن كلام الله.
That the Quran is the speech of Allah.
تكلم الله به.
That Allah spoke with it.
فهو بدأ من الله عز وجل.
So it began with Allah from Allah عز وجل.
وسمعه جبريل.
And as Jibreel heard it, عليه السلام heard it.
ونزل به على قلب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he descended with it upon the heart of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
السؤال الثاني والسبعون.
Question number 72.
كم عدد أجزاء القرآن الكريم؟
How many different parts is the Quran, the Noble Quran, divided into?
الجواب 30 جزءا.
And the answer is 30 different parts.
هذه الأجزاء العلماء قد اجتهدوا وجزء القرآن بهذه الطريقة.
And these 30 parts, the scholars they have made ijtihad and divided the Quran into these parts.
حتى يكون للمسلم ورد حتى يكون للمسلم ورد يقرأ في كل يوم جزءا فيختمه في الشهر مرة.
So that the believers can have a way to read a portion of every day and complete it in 1 month's time.
ولقد قلت لأحد الأطفال ذات يوم.
And one of the children said to me one day.
هل تحفظ جزء 30؟
Did you memorize the 30th
فقال لا أحفظه.
In one state I didn't memorize it.
قلت هل تحفظ جزء قلت له هل تحفظ جزء 30؟
نعم.
هل تحفظه؟
نعم. A person one day said to a child, did you memorize the 30th juz? And the child said, I didn't memorize it.
قلت هل تحفظ جزء 30؟
Did you memorize this 30th part of the Quran?
قال لا أحفظه.
And the child said, I didn't memorize it.
قلت هل تحفظ جزء 31؟
Did I say, did you memorize one of these juz? Did you memorize the 31st part of it?
هي قصة لطيفة.
He said, this is the nice story I wanted to recall to all of you.
ذهب طعمها.
So now the now is the light has gone.
قلت لأحد الأطفال هل تحفظ جزء 30؟
So I said to one of the children, did you memorize the 30th part of the Quran?
قال لا أحفظه.
I said I didn't memorize it.
قلت هل تحفظ جزء 31؟
So I said you memorize the 31st part of the Quran?
قال أنا لا أحفظ 30 فكيف أحفظ 31؟
He said I memorize the 30th, so I can memorize the 31st.
قلت له ائتنا بالمصحف.
So I said to him, bring the مصحف.
فأتى بالمصحف.
So he brought the مصحف.
قلت افتح.
Open it.
فوجدنا آخر القرآن.
So we found in the end of the Quran.
30 جزءاً.
That there's 30 parts there.
وليس فيه جزء 31.
And there's no 31st part to it.
هذا الطفل.
This child.
الآن هو أحد المشايخ.
Now he's one of the مشايخ.
والآن هو مدير مركز.
And now he's like the مدير of a center.
وقف السلام الخيري في الرياض. مدير المركز.
وقف السلام الخيري in the city of Riyadh.
اسمه الشيخ.
His name is Sheikh.
سعود الدخيل.
سعود الدخيل.
قبل أيام كنت عنده.
So some time ago I was with him.
فقال تذكر.
And he said, do you remember?
لما سألتني عن جزء 31.
When you asked me about the 31st part of the Quran.
أسأل الله له التوفيق.
We asked Allah to grant us this.
طيب. المقصود من هذه الأسئلة كما هو من عنوان الرسالة.
The point of these questions here, as stated in the title of the book, that these are questions for children. So these questions, they may come and they may be easy.
لكن لا يستغني عنها الكبار.
But the adults, they're also in need of it.
يعني هناك من المسلمين من لا يعلم كم جزء في القرآن.
And then there may be some people from the Muslims that you know don't have knowledge of this as well.
طيب السؤال 73.
The 73rd question.
ماذا تفعل قبل أن تقرأ القرآن؟
What do you do before you read the Quran, recite the Quran?
أردت بقراءة القرآن هنا يعني تقرأه من المصحف لو أردت أن تقرأ.
And by reading it here, reciting here, it means when you read it from the مصحف.
الجواب أتوضأ ثم أستعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
And the answer is that you make wudu and then you seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan.
نعم الوضوء لمس المصحف لا لقراءته.
And the wudu here is for the one that wants to actually hold on to the مصحف and not the one that just wants to.
يجوز أن تقرأ القرآن على صدق من غير وضوء.
And it's permissible to just recite the Quran for yourself without wudu.
لكن لا تمس المصحف بيدك من غير وضوء.
But don't actually touch the مصحف yourself when you're not in a state of wudu.
لحديث لا يمس القرآن إلا طاهر.
Due to the hadith where it says, do not touch the Quran except that you are tahir, in a state of purification.
تستعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم عند قراءتك القرآن.
And seek refuge in Allah from the cursed shaitan when you recite the Quran.
لقول الله تبارك وتعالى.
To the statement تبارك وتعالى.
وإذا قرأت القرآن.
And when you read the Quran.
فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan.
لكن ليس من السنة.
But it's not from the sunnah.
إذا أردت أن تستدل بآية من القرآن.
When you want to utilize as an evidence a verse in the Quran.
أن تقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
To say أعوذ بالله, seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan.
كما يحصل عند بعض المحاضرين.
As some of the lecturers say.
وهو يتكلم.
And he's speaking.
يقول كما قال الله تعالى.
And he say as Allah تعالى stated.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan.
ثم يقرأ آية. يستدل بها.
Then he reads the verse and goes on with
his. فهذا ليس من السنة.
So this is not from the sunnah.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ثبت عنه أنه كان يقول بعض الآيات استدل بها.
It is established that he said that he recited some verses, utilized them as evidences.
فكان لا يستعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم عندما يستدل بآية.
And he didn't seek refuge from the accursed shaitan when he was utilizing a verse, saying it as an evidence for something.
وكذلك الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
And likewise the companions رضي الله عنهم.
ما كان إذا أراد أحدهم أن يستدل بآية يقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
When one of them wanted to utilize a verse as an evidence, they didn't say first, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
فإن قال قائل.
So if a person were to say.
لو قلت أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
If were to say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
ماذا يضر؟
It just doesn't harm anything.
فأنا استعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
So we're seeking refuge from Allah from the accursed shaitan.
لماذا تزعل أنت؟ أنا استعيذ بالله من الشيطان.
So why are you bothering me with this? I'm seeking refuge from Allah from the shaitan.
فنقول له.
So we say to him.
إن خير الهدي.
The best guidance.
محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It's the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم عندما يستدل بآية.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he didn't seek refuge in Allah from the curse of Shaitan when he utilizing a verse from the Quran as an evidence.
وخير لك أن تتبع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it's better for you to follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فأنت لست أهدى منه سبيلا. لست أهدى من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So you're not on a better path than he is.
خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فهنا ترك الاستعاذة بالله من الشيطان عندما يستدل بآية.
So here you leave off seeking refuge. In here you seek off seeking refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan when utilizing that verse as an evidence.
لكن إذا أراد أن يقرأ القرآن يقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
But if you want to read the Quran, then you say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
فما فعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعلنا.
So whatever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did, then we do.
وما ترك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركنا.
And whatever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left off, then we leave off.
وتسمى عند العلماء.
What?
تسمى عند العلماء.
And it's called amongst the scholars.
سنة تركية.
The leaving off type of sunnah, if you will.
ما تركه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقع عنه تركه سنة تركية. فالسنة أن نتركه.
The
ما فعل نفعل وما ترك نترك.
Now the thing that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left off, he has a name, a sunnah, a tarkiyya. So whatever he does, whatever he did, we do, and whatever he did not do, left off, we also do not do, leave off.
وكان الشيخ المحدث الألباني رحمه الله تعالى.
And the Sheikh the Muhaddith Al-Albani رحمه الله تعالى.
يقول سنة تركية وليست تركية.
He says that it is a sunnah that we abandon the sunnah of Turkey, like the country, or the country of Turkey.
في قهوة اسمها قهوة تركية.
So just like you say that Turkish coffee.
Yeah, نسبة إلى تركيا.
نعم, speaking about the country, Turkey.
وهذه سنة تركية.
And this is a sunnah that we leave off.
فهي سنة تركية وليست تركية.
So this is a sunnah that we leave off, sunnah تركية, and it's not a sunnah تركية.
وما تركه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركنا.
So whatever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم leave off, then we also leave off.
وما فعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعلنا.
Whatever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did, then we do.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا تسبوا الشيطان.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, do not revile the شيطان.
ولكن تعوذوا بالله من.
But seek refuge in Allah from him.
فماذا يجب علينا حينئذ؟
So what is obligatory upon us there?
أن نتعوذ بالله من الشيطان، لا أن نسب الشيطان.
So that we seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan. We don't revile him, curse and speak bad about him.
هذا أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is an order of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال لا تسب الشيطان، وتعوذ بالله من.
He said don't revile the shaitan, but seek refuge in Allah from him.
كان لامرأة الناقة.
And a woman who was a ناقة.
كمل. كمل. يبقى كمل انا بقول لك كمل
اي ابل من انت نعم woman had a female camel
فتعثرت الناقة
the camel became it fell down
فقالت تعس الشيطان
and he said that
قالت تعس الشيطان تأخر يعني دعت على الشيطان
so she cursed the shaitan here.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقولي ذلك.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said don't do that.
وقولي أعوذ بالله من الشيطان.
But you should say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان.
فإنه يتعاظم إذا سبيت الشيطان يتعاظم حتى يكون كالجبل.
So if you revile and curse the shaitan, you will magnify him and you'll blow up until he's the size of a mountain.
وإذا استعذت بالله من تحاقر حتى يكون كالذر.
So if you seek refuge in him, he will become small and decrease till he is like a dhar, something that's very, very small.
فالمشروع الاستعاذة بالله من.
So that which is legislated is seek refuge in Allah from him.
لا سب الشيطان وإنما نستعيذ بالله من. وهذا أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Not to revile him in his fashion, but we seek refuge from him, and this is the order of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وقد سمع أحد إخواننا السلفيين.
And one of the Salafi brothers stated.
واحد من أهل الأهواء والبدع.
You mentioned about one of the people of the desires and innovations.
سمع واحد من الهواء البدع.
He heard one of the people of innovations.
يسب الشيطان.
That he was reviling the shaitan.
فقال لا تسب الشيطان واستعذ بالله من.
And he said don't revile the shaitan but seek refuge in Allah from him.
فهذا بادر الأخ السلفي بادره وهاجم عليه.
So this person he attacked this Salafi.
قال حتى الشيطان لا تريد أن نسبه.
He said حتى الشيطان.
تريد أن لا نسبه.
So even the shaitan you don't want him to you don't want me to curse him and revile him.
فتعجب واستنكر عليه لماذا أنكر عليه لا تسب الشيطان.
So he was like amazed by him telling him not to revile the shaitan.
لجهلهم في السنة.
Due to the ignorance of the sunnah.
نحن لا نحب الشيطان.
We don't love the شيطان.
ولا ندافع عنه.
And we're not defending him.
لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
في هذا الموضوع قال قل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. لا تقول لا تلعن الشيطان. قل أعوذ بالله من.
In this instance, he says not to revile the شيطان, but you seek refuge in Allah from him.
وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فهل البدع لا يفهمون السنة.
So the people of innovation, they don't understand the Sunnah.
وفي الأثر الصحيح.
And in the authentic narration.
أن الإمام التابعي ابن المسيب.
That the Imam, the Tabi'i, Sa'id bin Musayyib, he saw a man.
بعد طلوع الفجر يصلي ركعتين ويسلم يصلي ويسلم يصلي ويسلم.
بعد صلاة الفجر.
بعد طلوع الفجر.
But after the Fajr prayer came in, he saw him praying too and making taslim too and making taslim.
فقال له لا تفعل.
He said to him, don't do this.
لا تصلي صلوات بعد طلوع الفجر.
Don't pray these prayers. Keep praying these prayers after the Fajr prayers come in.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا طلع الفجر.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said when the Fajr prayer comes in.
فلا صلاة إلا ركعتي الفجر.
There's no prayer except for the two units of prayer before Fajr.
هذا ماذا يفعل؟ يصلي ويسلم يصلي ويسلم.
So what is this one doing here? He's praying and making taslim and praying and making taslim.
فقال لا تفعل.
So he said to him, don't do this.
فقال يا أبا محمد.
So he said to him, oh Abu Muhammad.
الرجل ذاك يقول لي أبي محمد. يا أبا محمد.
This person here is saying to Abu Muhammad, oh Abu Muhammad.
من هو أبو محمد؟
Who's Abu Muhammad?
سعيد بن المسيب التابعي.
He's سعيد بن المسيب the تابعي.
قال هل يعذب من الله على الصلاة؟ يعني لو صليت هل الله يعذب لأني صليت؟
He says, is God going to punish me if I pray?
هذا سؤال وجيه. قال هل يعذب من الله لأني صليت؟
Is God going to punish me because I'm praying?
طيب لو صليت هل الله سيعذب لأني أصلي؟
He says, if I were to pray, is God going to punish me because I'm praying?
فقال لا.
He said no.
ولكن على مخالفتك للسنة.
But because of your opposition to the Sunnah.
لا تخالف السنة.
Don't oppose the Sunnah.
لا تتقرب إلى الله بما لم يشرع لك.
And don't seek nearness to Allah with that which has not been legislated for you.
هكذا السنة اتباع.
This is how the Sunnah is. اتباع, following it.
وليس إبداع.
And it's not ابداع, it's not innovating in it.
وإنما اتباع للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
But rather it is only following of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وسمع ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما.
And ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما, he heard.
سمع رجلا عطس وقال الحمد لله.
He heard a man sneeze and he said الحمد لله.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
And he said والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
فقال ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما.
So ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما, he stated.
وأنا أصلي على رسول الله.
And I send these صلاة upon the messenger of Allah.
لا تفهم مني.
You don't understand from me.
أنني أنكر عليك ذات الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That I'm disparaging you for sending salat upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال له ابن عمر وأنا أصلي على رسول الله.
And ابن عمر, he said, I send salat upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لكن ما هكذا علمنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he didn't teach us to do it in this fashion.
علمنا إذا عطس أحدكم.
He taught us that if one of us would sneeze.
فليقول الحمد لله.
That you all should say الحمد لله.
لم يقل إذا عطس أحدكم.
And he didn't, is not that if one of you sneeze.
فليقول الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. فإذا عطس فليحمد الله فليقول الحمد لله.
He doesn't say الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله, but he suffices with saying الحمد لله.
فليقول له أخوه أو صاحبه يرحمك الله.
And that, so that his friend or his brother, he says back to him, يرحمك الله, may Allah bestow mercy upon you.
وليقول يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم.
And he says to back to him, يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم.
هذه السنة.
This is the سنة.
والسنة اتباع.
And the سنة is following.
لا يقول الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
And you don't say. And you don't say Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah when you sneeze.
وإنما يقول الحمد لله.
But what you should say is you say Alhamdulillah.
ولا يزد على ذلك.
And you don't increase on top of it. You don't add on more into that.
بعض الناس إذا رأى رجل غضبانا.
Some of the people, they see a man who is angry.
قال له صل على النبي صل على النبي.
They say to him, send salat upon the Prophet. Send salat upon the Prophet.
هذا ليس من السنة.
This is not from the Sunnah.
السنة ماذا نقول للإنسان غضبان؟
The Sunnah is what do you say to a person? What should a person say when he's angry?
رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw a man.
غضبانا.
He saw that this man, he was angry.
وقال إني أعلم كلمات.
He said, I will teach you some words.
لو قال هل ذهب عنه ما فيه.
That if you say to them that which is in you will leave you.
ما هي الكلمات؟
What are these words?
صلى الله على محمد.
Are they sending salat upon Muhammad?
لا الكلمات أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
No, but rather these words are أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
فالسنة عند الغضب أن نستعيد بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
So the sunnah in times of anger to seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan.
وإذا وجدنا غضبان نقول استعد بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
And if we see a person who is angry, tell them to seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan.
هذه السنة أن نطبقها كما فعلها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is the sunnah we implemented as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم practiced it.
طيب السؤال الذي بعده.
The next question here.
ما المعوذتان واقرأهما.
What are the mu'awwadhatan? And can you recite them?
المعوذتان سورة الفلق وسورة الناس.
And the معوذتان they are سورة الفلق and سورة الناس.
نتوقف الآن ونتم إن شاء الله بعد صلاة المغرب. والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
So we're going to stop now and continue after Salatul Maghrib, the Sheikh's dude.